USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some people may think it's going to be like a light switch on and off. You know, we're either out and we're in. It's just not going to be that way because we have a very large country.
Dr. Anthony Fauci at the Daily White House coronavirus briefing explaining to the American people the process in which it will be determined how we can all get back to work. Fauci says it will be based on the medical data.
And there are different impacts. As you see, New York is very different from other parts of the country, from the Midwest, from the mountain region, California and Washington, different than New Orleans. So as we discuss and consider the public health aspects, it likely will be something that I refer to as sort of like a rolling reentry. It's not going to be one size fits all. So I don't know what it's going to be yet because we still have time to look at it. There will be recommendations that will be based purely on public health.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
So I issued travel restrictions on that date, even though nobody did, and I got brutalized over it by the press because I was way too early. I shouldn't have done it. Brutalized by the press. But, you know, sort of I've been brutalized for the last 4 years.
At the Daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump setting the record straight with the mainstream media, showing a video with clips from many Democrats and Republican lawmakers, too, praising the president and the administration for how it has conducted itself during the coronavirus crisis. Now, in this video, you hear from New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman.
He was accused of xenophobia. He was accused of making a racist move. At the end of the day, it was probably effective.
California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls. He reaches out. He's been proactive.
And the Democratic governors of New York and New Jersey, Cuomo and Murphy.
His team is on it. They've been responsive.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Turns out the 2020 presidential campaign cycle being impacted by the coronavirus pandemic in terms of the ability to fundraise. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
More than $212 million was raised in the first quarter by the president's reelection campaign and the Republican National Committee. The campaign raising $86 million in February, before the coronavirus pandemic started to hamper things. That led to only $63 million being raised last month. The pandemic has led to multiple in-person fundraisers having to be canceled. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a NASCAR driver issuing an apology for using a racial slur, the N-word, over a hot microphone. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson issues a video apology and owns up to a racial slur that he said Sunday night during an iRace event.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm sorry. Last night I made a mistake and said the word that should never, ever be said. And, you know, there's no excuse for that. You know, I wasn't raised that way. You know, it's just an awful thing to say. And I feel very sorry for my family, my friends, my partners, the NASCAR community, and especially the African-American community.
NASCAR and Chip Ganassi Racing have suspended Larson. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.